I wonder if Rather got the same impression when our people called him. Oh, no, but that wasn't that way.
No, it was different. It was different. And you'd have to watch the two to really appreciate the difference.
You don't think it was exactly the same, huh?
Oh, not at all. No analogy at all. You took him in stride. You were very gentlemanly. Muskie was not. Muskie was obviously irritated. He was terribly evasive. He just kept bobbing and weaving on the questions. And his answers weren't good. I mean, you had crisp, factual, very precise, nothing vague about any of your answers in the Rather thing. And Rather was tough on you, but you handled it gracefully. These guys were tough on Muskie, and he handled it.
There have been a number of columns on the Rather thing which are quite interesting, and it doesn't bother me a bit. Most of them, the TV columns, do not take him on at all, which is all right. But they do say that it was one of those where both came off well. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
That's good for our side.
Oh.
Rather people feel good about it, don't they? How do they feel?
I think the CBS people were a little shaken up because...
Really?
Yes, sir. They never heard a word from us, but they... they heard a good bit from the Heartland, and I've been watching the Letters to the Editor column, which I think is very revealing.
I didn't call CBS, but I wrote Cronkite on another matter. I guess that was it.
Well, Cronkite wrote you about the NBC Day in the Life of the Presidency.
I wrote to him.
Extraordinary letter from him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
No, these are not comparable, Mr. President. This fellow did not show the mettle.
You think that they got some letters from the Heartland on their other show?
Oh, I know they did. And, well, we know of many they received.
But what about others, too?
We have reason to think so from what they indicated there.
Mm-hmm.
Their mail was running. It was heavier than we had generated. And we heard from people who said that they had been incensed over it, and it's mostly partisans.
Sure. What we have to realize, though, Chuck, is that generally speaking, people are on the side of the person being subjected to the Inquisition, you know. That's
yes.
Bill Rogers' point.
Yes, and he may have a point in that respect, but I think that's right. If Muskie had appeared bruised or had appeared offended or had been big about it, but he was little about it. And
his people really personally raised hell with the other side, huh?
Yes, sir.
One thing about Rather's people, they can never complain that we raised hell.
Nope,
because they didn't hear a word from us.
Not a single word. Not a single word.
You think that shook them up at CBS, huh?
Yes, I do. And in fact, I've had some indications that it did. It's hard to say. You know, we really don't know what's going on inside that place, except that one of their lawyers is a good friend of mine who feeds me things, and he indicated they were disturbed by it. But they thought Rather had gone on just a little too hard. And there's a difference between a senator who's a presidential candidate and sitting in the Oval Office. You know,
mm-hmm.
the environment is totally different. If he submits himself to Meet the Press, that's the name of the game.
That's right.
I think the biggest deficiency...
Of course, I've done Meet the Press at least a half dozen times, and you just have to sit there and take it, that's all. You never can show any irritation.
The other place that he's vulnerable as a result of this, and I think this one needs exploiting, is he's running on the trust Muskie theme. He's running on the theme that you can believe in him, you can't believe in Nixon, you can't believe in what the government says. And this business of not disclosing his campaign finances, on which they just zeroed in on him, and they...
Well, have we? I guess we have, yeah.
Well, you haven't been a candidate raising money, and...
That's correct.
That's different, and from now on, of course, we will.
We'll have Maury do that religiously.
But we're not being pious about it either. You see, he's being self-righteous, so he has established for himself a higher standard, and...
That's an amusing, interesting point.
Well,
although don't they expect politicians to lie about that?
Yeah, but this is the one thing he's supposedly got going for him, is that he doesn't...
I see. That he doesn't lie.
Right. And if that image gets tarnished, oh, he doesn't have anything. He's...
I'll tell you one thing. I'd wish they'd have Agnew next week. Agnew is damn good on these programs.
Now, he won't go and meet the press. I've had a hell of a time with him.
All right.
I'm trying to sell him it, but he just doesn't like NBC. And he'll go on issues.
He doesn't like CBS either.
No. He'll do issues and answers, but he won't... I don't know that he's on Face the Nation. I might get him on one, though.
He's so good. If he could get on soon.
I think, of course, they'd grab him if I could.
And they could compare him. You might just say, gee whiz, he's so good that he'll knock him dead.
Well, we have Hugh Scott on Meet the Press this Sunday. He's
good.
Good. Maybe we can get Agnew on the week after or Face the Nation.
Yeah.
Maybe I can.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time for him to do that. He hasn't done one in quite a while.
He's awfully good on Q&A, and he must not hide that light under a bushel.
His spirits are up, too.
He's good on Q&A, and incidentally, of course, Connolly's superb, but we can't use him politically.
Mm-hmm.
But Agnew is, I've never seen him do bad. I've never watched him, but I've never seen bad reactions to what he's done. He's been damned. He's crisp. He's very intelligent, smooth. He's got class. A lot more than Muskie.
If anything, if there's any
fool,
he's a little too smooth. But other than that, I agree. He's superb in a Q&A environment, and he's handles himself beautifully. That's a damn good idea, and I think I think right now I could talk him into it. For some reason,
he's pursued it, but just say that after Muskie's performance, for him to go on, you think it'd be a coup. Don't put it on me. That a lot of people in your shop have just said that, and says that he does so well that he'd kill these bastards.
Well, he's very cooperative right now. He got out a good statement on Muskie yesterday. It didn't get the play that it should have.
Sure, it never will, but it will. It will later.
If we keep hitting it, right now, it's what the media is doing is very interesting. They're building up the Democratic side. This is the this is their big.
Building up Humphrey and Muskie.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I think it's early for them, too, and I think it helps us by contrast, Mr. President, to be totally non-political. All of the columns that are being written about the fact that you're not engaging in partisan activities, I think that's great. And let the
we'll play it that way for a moment.
Let the other side be out there cutting each other up as they're doing.
Right.
And they're going to reply to the State of the Union on Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just great.
Kind of an interesting format.
Yeah, I know. Answer questions on telephone. That's interesting.
With the congressional leaders.
Yeah. That's a good gimmick.
Sure. Well,
I've done it on occasion.
Well, I don't think
you know the way it happens. The damn questions, they'll feed them all in, and they'll know what they are, and they'll answer them. That's the way it works.
I think it's going to be a hard thing for them to draw the issues that way.
Well, let me say, as far as drawing the issues is concerned, that sort of thing in the middle of the day is dead ass. Mm-hmm. Nothing. That's why I'm glad we're doing it in the middle of the day.
I am too. They're giving them the same time frame, which from our standpoint, I think is just perfect. But the... Fitz told me that...
Can't do anything with them.
But they've been to him twice, and they've been pretty tough with him. And he... first of all, he takes all the credit. He thinks that we made that move strictly for him and...
Oh, balls.
Yeah, well...
Fitz knows better than that.
Of course, Fitz does. But he just says that this guy is...
Yeah, well...
Can't deal with him. And he's...
Let him have it there. We're not going to be worried about that one, believe me. Just do the best we can.
Well, the thing I'm trying to get Fitz to do is to get him to go after Muskie. He's not even... He's paying no attention to Muskie. He's... I went back through the Manchester Union leader for 3 weeks, and hell, you can't find...
thing about Muskie, huh?
Can't find anything about him. Nothing, good or bad. He just... he builds up Yorty, builds up Ashbrook, and then has a couple of editorials a week that just cut the bejesus out of us. And that's Loeb, of course. He's got a one-track mind. Fitz is being very, very helpful to us. He's,
good.
All of his people, by the way, he told me he had what he called honor commitments out of them. All of the top fellows. I was amazed at the list he gave me from across the country. And he's also helping us on the West Coast dock strike. I don't know whether he's going to succeed, but...
well, I hope he can. I see he took another union in, too, with him, which is good.
Well, he's trying to take Bridges in, and he told Bridges that he would not support his strike, which really drove Bridges right to the wall, which, again, Fitz did for us. He's a tower of strength.
Yes, sir.
And I think we're going to find him awfully helpful this year. He's been, as I say, just spending his time recruiting and doing very, very well. Some of the key areas, you know, that can make a whale of a difference because those fellows infiltrate the hard, the building trade.
Particularly in these key industrials. I mean, basically, to me, it's New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where it can help.
Yes, exactly.
Not so much in California. That's a volatile state. But those states, it can help enormously.
It can be terribly important in those states. Yeah. And Fitz says we shouldn't... he says we shouldn't write off Michigan. He said the...
I've heard others say that. I don't know whether they're right or not.
Well, I see no evidence that that Michigan is any different than it always has been, other than Fitz saying that his people, who are, of course, very strong there, and the general feeling in the auto workers, which he claims is...
a little better.
They're having the best time they've ever had.
Yeah.
And that they're basically conservative fellows, notwithstanding Woodcock, and not to write it off. So,
right.
Glad he
okay, you stay well, and
I'm fine.
I'm going to be busy this week, so I'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.